Now that you have your loop laid down on the floor in front of you, take a moment and remember which of the two sentences you're going to say as you walk around this loop today. And now take a moment and truly and deeply connect with the larger living system. Whatever name you use to call its connection forth so that you can begin to feel that sense of knowing that you do belong to something larger than you. If only connecting to your breath and the beat of your heart tells you something is granting you this gift of life moment to moment. Find it in your own way and step into it as fully as you can. Fully connected now, step forward to the center of your loop. Staying connected, feeling it beating in your heart and in the rhythm of your breath. And choose which direction you're going to move into first, moving up into the strengths of that side of the infinity loop, and then down into its own weaknesses. And as you begin to walk infinity, speak your sentence out loud while I talk gently to your unconscious mind. For as you are walking infinity, go ahead now. Begin that walk with every step. Allow and accept, unconscious mind, each experience as you meet it along the way. Feel it fully in your body now. Just breathing into its presence. Just allowing it to be there. A landmark on your journey, round and round the flow of life. That's right. And just staying connected now, in your own way. Feel your highest sense of that expanded divine self. Knowing you are larger than this dilemma beneath your feet. Remembering you are not these landmarks, these experiences that are yours to feel, see, hear, taste, smell. For you are so much more. Allow your larger self now to simply experience the experience, while you are like the sky behind the clouds. Feel the presence of the clouds moving by, yet be neither for the clouds nor against them. Be like the ocean beneath the waves that move on the surface, yet deep down in the depths is the stillness that frees the waves to be there in their own way. That's right. As you pass by each landmark, notice how these strengths dissolve into what you have learned to call weaknesses. Notice those weaknesses, as unpleasant as those signals might be, naturally moving you toward and taking on the shape of those strengths, of that seemingly opposing pole, becoming more and more aware as you move in that infinite rhythm of life, how these two things that had seemed so opposed are now, and always have been, in that deep harmony. Discover that rhythm that is the rhythm of this dance of opposites, unfolding again and again as you walk with this rhythm, feeling it fully, yet knowing these strengths and weaknesses are not who you are. For you are, in reality, so much more for you to discover and claim as your own wisdom. And continue walking until you feel you are ready to be at ease with all that is on this loop. And then come to that center point again where you began, and allow yourself to simply feel what you feel. The differences, the awareness of how things have changed. And when you're ready, allow that image to arise and enjoy discovering what is now becoming your own at the unconscious level of the mind, and a new coding there in the brain and body to assist you throughout each day in just the right way.